Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Hashem is our greatest teacher of Emunah. If we will pay attention to the way He leads our lives, it will be so clear to us that He is the only one in charge. A man told that he was owed money for jobs that he did in 4 different places. He went one day to collect, knowing already how he's going to spend that money. The first place he went to only gave him half of what they owed. The second gave him less than half, and the third gave him nothing. The fourth, who were already overdue by 2 weeks with his money, they paid him in full. And they said, "We're so sorry, we had the check for you the whole time, it just got misplaced." The man said afterward, "I thought the first 3 places were for sure going to pay me, but I wasn't expecting anything from the fourth. Hashem taught me, it doesn't go by what I think. He decides when and how we get our parnasah. We have to learn not to get agitated when it doesn't come the way that we hoped." A rabbi, who's also a sofer, told me, he lives with his family in Israel, but spends a large portion of the year in France selling his tefillin, mezuzot, and sefer Torah. In the course of his work there, he meets many different types of people, and he always tries to help bring them closer to Hashem. On one occasion, he met a very wealthy man who admitted that he doesn't put on tefillin, and he is actually filled with regret and wanted to do something to somehow make up for all the time that he spent away from religion. The rabbi told him, "If we open up a learning center in this location and have rabbis learning there all day, it would bring and spread religion in your community in a big way." The wealthy man was happy to take on the entire project himself, and for the first 2 years of that learning center, he paid the entire bill. But after 2 years, the rabbi was left with the job of raising the funds to continue the operation. He struggled a lot to meet the budget. This past year, he was advised to make a Sefer Torah raffle, which would help raise the funds he needs. They sold tickets for 520 euro each, which is equivalent to about $650. Each purchase of a ticket came with a beautifully written Pituma Ketoret on klaf. The rabbi was hoping to sell about 200 tickets. The drawing was going to take place on the yahrzeit of his father on Hanukkah. But with a little over a month before the drawing, the rabbi only sold about 50 tickets. Selling 40 was his break-even number. People were telling him, "Postpone the drawing." But he said, "No, we told them a date. We have to stick to it." He begged Hashem every day for help selling tickets. By the end, he did sell close to 100, but it was still way below what he hoped for. And now he was really stuck. Instead of raising money like he normally does for all that time, he was busy trying to sell tickets, and now he was nowhere near the money he needed to pay the budget. When the day came to draw the raffle, they told a 4-year-old boy to come stick his hand in and pull out a ticket. The ticket he pulled out was none other than the rabbi's own son, who already told his father if he won, he would donate the Torah back to the learning center. The rabbi was nervous. Maybe people were going to complain that it's his son who won. So he told them to put the ticket back in and draw again. The second time, the same name came up. They shook it again, pulled out a ticket a third time, and again it was his son. And miraculously, this happened 4 times. The rabbi said, "Okay, it is clearly Me'et Hashem that we are supposed to win this raffle." And now instead of having to buy a Torah, they were able to keep all the proceeds for the learning center. The rabbi said, "I was begging Hashem to help me sell more tickets, but little did I know, the way he was going to help was by us winning the raffle. Hashem controls the world, and He teaches us this lesson on a daily basis. If we open our eyes and look, we'll see Him all the time. Have a great day.